It's the Friday Morning Conversation on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. And it's a Tomahawk Chamber of Commerce Friday. And Kars Lau, the Executive Director of the Tomahawk Chamber, is with me here this morning. Good morning, Kar.
Good morning.
How are you?
I mean, it's a great day. It's Friday.
Absolutely. Gotta love Friday. So, Kar, kind of a little bit of a lull, a little bit. You guys had Taste of Tomahawk in March. Now, what are you getting ready for this month into May?
I mean, besides golf outing and both golf courses being open, a lull is not actually in our vocabulary here.
Okay, well, I apologize.
No, we have Spring Swing coming up on May 8th. It's a Friday afternoon event, and I'll talk more about that a little bit later.
Well, as you do here twice a month on our WJJQ Morning Conversations, you brought someone along with you. Let's introduce your guest.
So Sean is joining us for the first time. Some people might know him as the head coach for golf in town here. He actually has his own business, and I'm going to hand it over to him so he can explain what he does.
That sounds great. So, joining us from God's Country Home Inspections is Sean Totch. Hey, Sean, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks for having me there, Tim.
Well, as far as God's Country Home Inspections is concerned, Sean, tell us first and foremost about yourself.
Well, I wear a lot of hats. I've been very busy lately between home inspections. Golf season just started literally Monday. What else? Side jobs here and there, and just busy, always looking for something to do.
So let's get into the nuts and bolts of our conversation here, Sean. Tell us about God's Country Home Inspections.
Yeah, so God's Country Home Inspections, if you're buying a home or you're selling a home, it's always a great idea to get a home inspection. There are unforeseen things that you may miss during your initial walkthrough. Usually when a buyer walks through a home with a realtor, they're there for, 10, 15 minutes. I'm there for about 4 hours on average. So I'm going to actually go in to the home, look at the structural components, electrical, plumbing, HVAC, walking roofs, flying drones if need be. It's pretty much what I do. It kind of puts you in a better purchasing power for buying a new home.
What are some of the biggest issues that you see as far as Northwoods area, Sean, when you're doing those home inspections? What are some of the biggest areas of concern for you as you're inspecting?
Well, number one is grading for sure. A lot of wet basements, especially this time of year. Been seeing a lot of that. The most important thing about your home is your foundation. If you have a wet basement, that's not necessarily a good thing. Not necessarily a bad thing, but why would you want a wet basement? I would say that for sure this time of year. And then number two, especially like cabins out in the woods or like moss-covered shingles, what can happen is that moss, obviously has some sort of moisture in it, and it's going to get its little roots into your shingles, which can, basically, for lack of better words, end the life of the shingle sooner than it should. So I see a lot of that in shaded areas. For the most part right now, it's, wet basements. And that's not everywhere. It all comes down to proper grade. And if you have gutters, which every home, if anybody out there is listening, make sure you have gutters on your home.
Absolutely. Sean, and you mentioned not only the grading, shingles and roofs, you get into the electrical nuts and bolts and the plumbing and stuff like that. I'm sure you've seen some stuff that made you a little nervous, so to speak.
Absolutely. I had one. I'm not going to say where it was. It was bad. It was so bad, I actually called a local electrician. Sent this person a picture and said, do I even put the cover panel back on? And this person said, absolutely not. Leave it there. Have them call an electrician. It was so bad. I see a lot of handyman work, I guess would be the word to describe it. And obviously that's a potential shock hazard. It's a potential fire hazard. These are the things that you are not going to see when you're just doing a walk through the home. I'm literally taking the cover plate off, looking inside the panel. Amongst other things too, HVAC, taking the covers off that, looking into that. I see some very interesting things.
It's really a peace of mind thing too. You're spending all this money on, a new home for your family, and get that home inspection for peace of mind as well.
Oh, absolutely. Number one, yes. Like I said, you're only there for a few minutes walking through. when I go through and you get my report, you're going to go, holy cow, how did I miss that? But this is stuff that you don't see. You're more into the honeymoon phase, I guess you would call it. Excited to buy a new home, and then you get my report, and you're kind of like, oh, boy. But here's the thing with a home inspection. Everything I find is fixable. There's really nothing that cannot be repaired. So if you do call me and you want a home inspection, just know pretty much everything I find is fixable.
It's our Friday morning conversation, a Tomahawk Chamber of Commerce Friday morning conversation. And Sean Toch from God's Country Home Inspections is talking about his company. Sean, tell us a little bit more about God's Country Home Inspections. How'd you get into this line of work?
Yeah, so my father-in-law, Mr. Mark Sumption, out there in Road Lake, he started the company, I can't remember when, you know, years back. And he kind of said, you know, you do a lot of construction. You do, side jobs, I guess you would say. You know, this is takes a lot less toll on your body.
Sure.
So, you know, I did the whole schooling thing. I kind of mirrored Mark for quite a few years, going to inspections with him, passed the exam. And, yeah, Mark just retired, I believe it was last June. So now it's just me out there. But, yeah, I like it because it's exciting. One, you get to see different, you know, types of properties, different homes, obviously. But, you know, it's just kind of like that when you find something, you're like, holy cow, I'm glad you called me sort of thing. And with home inspections, you know, we kind of mentioned this before. Number one, you're going to find out, you know, what's wrong, which is the main thing we're looking for. But number two, you know, you might be able to negotiate the price with the realtor. I don't know how they do all that stuff. I'm not a realtor. And but yeah,
I can vouch for that. My father or my dad is Mark. So, sorry, this is a family affair today. They did a radon test in the house we currently live in, and it ended up needing a mitigation system. The levels were so high. So we paid for that, and then the seller paid for other work that needed to be done on the home. So it does come in very handy.
And those things definitely, Sean, go hand in hand when you know, and maybe the current homeowner didn't realize that they had these type of issues, and they don't want to sell. Usually they don't want to sell, stick someone else with, you know, their problems, so to speak.
Absolutely. You know, 9 times out of 10, the homeowner, they're not trying to hide anything. Obviously, sometimes it looks like they are, but a lot of times they don't even know there was an issue to begin with, especially electrical. Home inspectors, we don't have x-ray vision, so obviously I can't look through walls, stuff like that, but I can at least get to the main source of the problem. Like if it's electrical, I can go straight to the main panel and at least figure out that they're at least running the correct gauge wire, you know, that sort of thing.
Does it get into some of the real finute things like the newer electric regulations with like your outlets and things like that to keep the kids from sticking the old paperclip in there?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you got the child safety receptacles. And then obviously the main thing I find, and this is an easy fix for anyone that's selling a home, if, and I think the code just updated, you'd have to, you know, check with an electrician for sure. But I believe now every single home needs a GFCI receptacle in their kitchen. Bathroom for sure. So if you have a sink and there's a receptacle there, it should be a GFCI receptacle, basically to protect you from getting electrocuted if you drop something in, you know, the sink. But yeah.
It's our Friday morning conversation, a Tomahawk Chamber of Commerce Friday morning conversation, as Karis Lau from the Chamber and Sean Toch of God's Country Home Inspections are my guest here this morning. Sean, what sets God's Country apart from other home inspectors?
You know, I would say, well, one, we're local. We're right here. I do travel about an hour away. I guess one thing that I noticed is a lot of inspectors, they'll kind of, you know, they'll do the inspection, obviously. They'll go home, think about it, go to bed, wake up, write the report in the morning, maybe get you that afternoon. My reports are done that day. Like, I almost could literally send it once I'm done inspecting. Obviously, I like to go over it with a fine-tooth comb, but you will get your report that night. And then also, if you needed radon testing, I do have testing machines. We used to send in they're like almost like charcoal packets that you would have to send over to New Jersey. That kind of turned into a mess with like winter storms a few years ago. So I just, you know, spent the money, bought the monitors, and now you're, if you want a radon test, you'll have results within 48 hours.
Let's get back to radon in just 1 second, Sean. What does your report all entail for those that are interested in knowing what a home inspection report will entail? When we get that from you, I'm assuming it's a packet of some type.
Yep, absolutely. So basically, the rules changed a few, not the rules, but the, we'll call them the rules, changed a few years ago. The Wisconsin Realtor Association, they wanted the report to look a little bit different. Before, it used to be like safety items and items needing repairs. Well, they wanted one term kind of to clump everything together, and that word is now defects. So when you get my report, they'll be, obviously be the cover page, but then it goes right to what's going on. So one would be defects. That'd be like safety issues. Two would be items needing repair. Three would be maintenance items. The other one is items needing further evaluation. And then the last one is items to monitor. So you're going to see all those things. The basically, the meat of the report is defects. That's where you really want to focus your attention on. Those items need to be fixed. However, there may be an item that needs repair that's not necessarily a defect. If that item doesn't get repaired sometime soon, that could eventually turn into a defect as well.
And then the radon testing, Sean, you and I had this conversation. I believe it was sometime down at the hockey rink, but how important it is in some of our locations here in the Northwoods area about radon testing. You should really get tested, your home tested, shouldn't you?
Absolutely. You know, Tomahawk isn't terrible with radon, but there are hot spots. You don't really know unless you test. Merrill is a hotbed for radon. So it seems a lot of times when I go to Merrill, they're always asking for a radon test, which is smart. I would do it, you know, any home you're buying anywhere, I would just test for it. If you go online and you actually look up the map for, you know, radon levels, Wisconsin, the whole state of Wisconsin is a hotbed. So it's better to be safe than sorry.
And what does the radon test entail? You mentioned a little bit about it. What goes into that?
Yeah, so if you're going to do a home inspection and a radon test, usually what will happen is I will drop off the machines 48 hours, basically, before I do my home inspection, usually a little bit earlier. So 2 days early, I'll drop that off. You know, and then obviously 2 days later, I'll go do the inspection. Once I'm done, I'll bring that monitor home with me, plug it into my computer, and I have results, you know, almost instantaneously. And then what I'll do with that report, I'll just add it to the very end of the home inspection report.
And then it's upon the your customer to go and move forward with how to alleviate that issue.
Yep, absolutely. And that's usually, you know, especially if they're working with a realtor, that's when they do the bargaining or whatever the realtors do. So,
well, Sean, what's the best way to get a hold of you for more information on God's Country Home Inspections and how to get on your schedule?
Yeah, absolutely. You can give me a call anytime at 715-966-5816. You can go to the website, which is www.godscountryhomeinspection.com. You can shoot me a text or you can shoot me an email at, you can just use my personal email, which is seantoch@gmail.com.
Well, Sean, very informative start to our Tomahawk Chamber of Commerce show, and appreciate your time, and good luck with your busy spring and summer inspection season and the Hatchet Golf Team, too.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Yep, you bet. So it's a Tomahawk Chamber of Commerce, a Friday morning conversation, and we thank Sean Toch from God's Country Home Inspections for being our first part of the show here. Again, you can reach Sean at 966-5816. 966-5816, Sean Toch, T-O-T-C-H @gmail.com, and God's Country Home Inspection on the website. Now let's bring in Carr back to the show.
Hi.
Thanks for bringing Sean in.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Very informative information.
I've known about God's Country for years, as it's a family business. And it just so happened it worked out well with the timing, with it being selling season. So we're glad he could make it work in his schedule this week.
Absolutely. So, Tomahawk Chamber, how'd the home show go for you and Kate?
It was pretty great, not going to lie.
Good.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
A lot of good questions. We did, thanks to you guys, get to do a mega booth this year.
Yeah.
we really enjoyed it.
Good.
It's a good way. We got some really good information about pickleball.
Okay.
We did a pickleball giveaway. Had some really good information. Most people play at Sarah Park during the summer months, but there are a handful that go to Carl. And mm-hmm. now that Nokomis does, I didn't think that was on anyone's radar from any conversations I had. So shout out to Paul Gardner.
Great. Yeah. Well, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So, Carl, you've got the Spring Swing Golf event. That's kind of your next big thing coming up.
It is. We have quite a few registrations in already. We have a good set of people so far, and we're always looking for more. I hate to say this. I say it's a casual outing. Billy and John would disagree with me. It is very competitive to them. But we have some very good golfers registered this year. Whoever wins it, whoever takes it home, gets half price off next year.
Oh, cool.
As a twosome. So this year, Joe Cordova and Josh Carew.
Okay.
Wrong, Josh and Joe. But they won last year, so they are reigning champs, and they will be trying to defend their title, which will be tricky this year. I will say that.
And the event is when and where?
It is Friday, May 8th. At Edgewater Country Club. Mm-hmm. And we have lunch that starts at noon. Mary, we are having brats and hamburgers this year. And then she makes desserts, and everybody knows Mary's desserts are fantastic. Mm-hmm. So we just kind of let her go, and she feeds us. And then it's a shotgun start at 1, and then everybody's back in, and we do some awards. We give some prizes away. We have a handful of raffle baskets. But the big thing is the snacks, too, at the end. Hate to say it, but everybody comes for Mary's food.
It's always about the food.
It is. But we also have our driving range sponsored this year as well for a bucket for each team. We also have an on-course activity. And then you also rotate what you do at each hole.
Okay.
So it could be best ball. It could be alternate shot. So we have some fun stuff like that. It's a fun day out on the course. If you're not competitive, it's also fun.
Absolutely. So, yeah. So golfers of all ages and abilities, so to speak.
Yep. Obviously, it's during the school day, so... Yeah. Listen, if it wasn't, I guarantee we'd have some Touch Boys there golfing.
For sure. What else besides Spring Swing coming up on Friday, May 8th, Cars?
So we have the Arts and Crafts Show is coming up. So July 3rd.
That'll be here before we know it,
too. Oh, I know. Listen, I'm here for the weather. It's been great and warm, but I'm not looking forward to how busy summer is,
right.
typically. But July 3rd Arts and Crafts Show, our registration is open. It is still the standard pricing until the end of May. So there's still about 6 weeks to get in before rates go up, which our standard booth, they're 12 by 12s. So it's a good amount of space. And we set up a little differently from most craft shows. Normally, you know, when you go to a craft show, it's rows of people. Mm. It's not. So we do have rows, but we have columns as well. So we do it in pods. So you're in a pod of four crafters. So you have two sides that are open to everybody to view product. So
that works out really well.
And it's really convenient because it's in a field. So I can have as many people as I want.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So if anybody has any questions on that, what's the best way to find about the craft fair?
So you can give us a call, 715-453-5334. Otherwise, we also have it on our main page on tomahawkchamber.com. The registration form is right there, or just the event to see more about it. Mm-hmm. You can see either way. All the details are on there. I will say vendors, we typically like to limit how many of each kind of thing are coming. So, and if we have multiple, so the last couple of years, HMM has joined us, and they've brought their trailer down. We also have one other boutique that comes down, and they bring a trailer. So we put them on opposite sides. Mm-hmm. You know, spread the love. We can do it. We just can have a plethora. So
That makes sense.
Yeah. I do have a fun announcement, though.
I'm ready.
So in June, we are going to be hosting Discover Wisconsin, and they are going to come film in Tomahawk for 2 days. So we're going to highlight the Quahomets, bingo at Sarah Park, and music on the river, all the fun things that we do that makes us in the summer, they're going to come film.
Sweet.
Yeah, so we won't see any of the filming until next year, but they're going to get a whole bunch, and then we're actually working on a full plan of how to tell more people about us.
That's great.
Makes our community amazing. So.
Yeah, it really does.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate the time here this morning, Karis, and chamber-related events. What's the website again?
Tomahawkchamber.com. I'm not making this hard.
I know. That's good. That's because I'm not that smart.
No.
How about phone number?
715-453-5334.
And you guys are in the office. Tell me again.
Mondays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays, we're there from 9 until 4.
Okay.
If there's something that you want to come in and talk about, just send us an email. If Tuesday works best, we can make it work. But we are close to the public on Tuesdays. It's kind of the day I like to run around and visit with people and just get a knowledge of what's happening in town. So
sweet.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for bringing Sean in.
Yeah, my pleasure. It's kind of fun to make him do stuff.
Thanks a lot, Karis.
Yeah,
have a great
thanks,
day.
Thanks, Tim.
All right, that's our Friday morning conversation on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Thanks again to Sean Touch from God's Country Home Inspection and Karis Lau, the Executive Director of the Tomahawk Chamber of Commerce.